What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Little bit of a breaking story. Apparently, one of Hillary Clinton's aides had been summoned by Trey Gowdy's congressional committee to testify about Hillary Clinton's email server, was just found at home, supposedly dead of natural causes. Interestingly enough, the body was discovered by longtime Hillary close associate Huma Abedin, who then proceeded to explain that the victim had a known heart problem and that, of course, there's nothing suspicious here about the timing of this guy dying just when he's about to go and testify before the Congress. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons to sell you. Been a lot of wet work around the Clintons, and I think it's time to add this guy to the dead bodies list. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Tom in Utah, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I'm an associate of Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. She wrote the book Prozac, Panacea of Pandora.
Yes.
Seriously, about 18 years ago in Salt Lake, the chief of the Salt Lake City Police had us come and speak to their group because he was concerned because there were so many of the police officers on the psychotropic drugs. And that's an issue. I think she has the data on that. You might make contact with her, Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. But there's an extremely high number of police officers and lawmen that are on the medication.
There was actually a study done. In Florida that showed that police officers are higher than average users of these medications, and that could go a long way to explaining the surge in police violence, brutality, tasers, unwarranted shootings of dogs, and so forth and so on.
Right. In fact, she was the specialist brought in after the Columbine case there in Colorado. She was also involved with the mother that drowned her children in Florida. I mean, everywhere
yeah.
you turn, there's hard evidence of the impact of these drugs on
suicide, homicide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a bad experience with them myself many years ago when I was going through the breakup of my first marriage, and I went to my doctor for a completely unrelated matter, and she said, how you holding up? And I said, well, I'm not entirely cheerful. And she said, you need this. And so I bought the medicine, and I was taking it in perfectly in accord with the directions on the bottle. And for 4 weeks, I was happy, and I was fun. And the fifth week, I had a black crash, and I got through it just by literally sitting on the floor in the corner saying, it's only the chemicals, it's only the chemicals, it's only the chemicals, and I will not ever take any of those medications ever, ever, ever again.
By the way, the the generic name of Prozac is fenfluoroxetine. That's fluoride.
Yeah, okay. Well, fluoride is a tranquilizer, and that's maybe the reason they were putting it in the drinking water, because it sure doesn't do anything against tooth decay.
Right, anyway, just wanted to add that to your package of data.
Okay, well,
when you get a chance to, make sure you check out my other issue with infanticideusa.com. It's a hard link back to the vaccines as well as the wonderful care of the medical community.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to let you go here. And I've just been informed by an alert reader, the story about the Large Hadron Collider appears to be an April Fool's joke that was delivered a little bit late. We always have to be careful about that. Let's go to Russ in Alabama. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy there, Mike. You love your very important work. You're almost one of a kind in the way you do it. Yeah, just an additional comment. Dr. Ann Blake Tracy solicits stories that don't make the major media, but sometimes are only in the local media, and she correlates them with the use of Prozac, etc. And she explained to me something very interesting, that these SSRIs, or whatever genre, they deny you REM sleep. And you can't dream while you're on them. And after a few weeks, what happens is that the brain will not be denied REM, and so people start walking around in a REM state. But it's not natural REM. It has this backlash effect because it's not just dream state, it's nightmare state. And it literally causes the brain to dream and act out the dreams of the things that you would never do. So you said it doesn't allow you to control your impulses. It reverses your impulses.
Well, that actually makes a lot of sense, because REM sleep and the process of dreaming is the mechanism by which the brain converts eidetic memory into a more compact, tokenized form. And if you can't do that, you're going to have memory problems. You're going to have trouble distinguishing what's reality. I mean, it's just bad all around.
Evidently, it causes people to do exactly the thing that they would never do. That's why these horror stories of grandmothers, you know, throwing their children off of a... You know, that's all I had, and it might be interesting to interview her, because she can break it down into biochemical steps as to how this happens.
Yeah, I should get her on the show here, because we're living in a society, unfortunately, where the big pharmaceutical companies have become drug cartels, and the government is on their side pushing more product on you. And it's very harmful, and it really is a very dangerous time. And again, when you look at, they're starting to talk about the opiate crisis, where millions of Americans have become addicted to prescription opiate medication. And getting off that stuff is going to be very difficult. There's a whole new industry. We've got the Opiate Addiction Curing Center. And it's all about making money. You create a problem. You sell people something that causes a problem. Then you sell them the solution to the problem. It's just money, 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 money.
Yeah, and they send the military in there. And what is not ballyhooed is the fact that the pharmaceutical industry itself, with their opiate drugs, is dependent upon that poppy crop.
Well, that's, you know, when the Taliban was in charge of Afghanistan, they had eradicated opium poppy growing. It was just gone. And as soon as the U.S. went on in there, the poppies were blooming and bumper crops and all of that stuff. And again, we have photos of the poppy fields being guarded and protected by coalition troops, and coalition troops, including those with U.S. flags on their shoulder patches, basically handling those bags of raw opium.
Right.
Okay, are you okay? Sounds like a tornado just hit you.
It's wind. I gotta go.
All right, well, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates. And there is a general problem with all of our current commerce, if you will, where the normal safeguards we all grew up with, FDA, USDA, so forth, don't function anymore. I think a good example of that was the Minerals Management Service, which was supposed to be keeping an eye on the safety of the drilling platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. And in the postmortem to the Deepwater Horizon disaster, we said the problem was that over time, because of lobbying and, you know, hanging out with the executives from the oil companies, the SEC literally developed a culture of thinking they were there to support the industry instead of watching them. We've seen the same thing over at USDA and FDA, where they just accept the manufacturer's word on whatever they're selling at face value and just go along with it. They stamp their seal of approval on there. They're not really watchdogs anymore. They're just another marketing gimmick. See, we've got the FDA seal of approval. And some of these chemicals that are out there are totally unknown. See, here's the problem. I call it coevolution. When you have a food or a medical treatment that is derived from a natural source, You're dealing with biochemistry that has co-evolved with our biochemistry for millions of years. But because pharmaceutical companies and even food companies want to have products they can patent in order to gain market exclusivity, they come up with these artificial molecules that our biochemistry has never seen before. And you eat them, drink them, or you have them injected in your body, and they swim through your system to what are called the receptor sites where these molecules will go. And the receptor sites sort of kind of recognize the molecule, but not exactly. And they try and incorporate it. And sometimes it will produce a desired result, but because it's not what the receptor site is actually designed for, it can produce negative results. And we have this current corporate culture of just getting the product to market first, getting it out there for maximum saturation, and they're really not looking thoroughly for counterindications. I mean, we're at the point right now where if you read the package insert on vaccines, it will actually say, can cause autism. And yet, what do we get from the corporate media? Oh, anybody who says vaccines cause autism, you're a conspiracy wacko. And I'll tell you right now, the biggest conspiracy of all is the claim there are no conspiracies. Because all conspiracy means is when two or more people get together with the intention of deceiving a third party, that is legally a conspiracy. When two corporate executives get together to conceal the fact that their chicken patties are actually 50% soy, that's a conspiracy. So, yes, there's all kinds of conspiracies. Always have been. That's why there are laws against it. If there's no such thing as conspiracies, why are there laws against them? Now, we also touched on this other story last Friday, but we're going to hit it again. And it's coming out of greenmedinfo.com. Are toxic chemicals turning boys into girls? And what we're talking about is the use of hormones in food production or endocrine disruptors that can actually change your biochemistry. And your gender, for example, is supposed to be controlled by your DNA. But if the chemical message from the DNA through the RNA to the protein manufacturing portion of your cells, if it's interfered with by other chemicals, the messages get messed up. And it really is a very dangerous situation. And according to this article, this genetic damage, developmental genetic damage from chemical exposure can become hereditary. In other words, you eat something that damages your genes, even your ability to reproduce, and it passes on. Meaning that your descendants will have a higher incidence of birth defects, if not sterility. But it makes money, and that's all that matters, right? In the United States of America, it makes money, and money's a good thing. Yes, money's a good thing, but there has to be a balance. There must be a balance. Alrighty, apparently over in Japan, a Japanese court has found the government of Japan guilty of negligence in the meltdown of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, and their Japanese government is being ordered to pay tens of millions of dollars in compensation to victims. Unfortunately, there are so many victims, it's not going to be that much money when it gets down to that individual level. But we know how Fukushima was just horribly mismanaged. There were shortcuts in the safety systems for the sake of maximizing profits. All of those power stations had shortcuts, except for the one at Onagawa. The chief engineer building that power station waged a one-man war, saying we are going to have the emergency generators on towers. We're going to have the tsunami wall higher than the historical maximum tsunami. And that was the only power station that didn't get damaged. All the others, they'd cut back. Oh, we don't need the wall. It's so high. We don't need towers. We'll be fine. I think all of these technologies can be made to work, whether it's nuclear power, deep drilling into oil and shale. I think they can all be made to work. What you cannot have is the safety decisions made by the money junkies, because they're always going to err on the side of maximizing profits. We don't need a safety system over here. This thing's never going to blow up while I'm still in office. If I pay for emergency generators, then I don't get a bonus that lets me buy a Porsche or some such nonsense. But they have created a mess over there, and Japan is now trying to make it look like it's no big deal, the same as Ukraine is doing around Chernobyl. Yes, come on back. You can live in the homes. We're going to sell the agricultural produce from the area. Everything's all hunky-dory, and it won't be. They're just taking the damage and spreading it out so much that nobody can actually say, here's a problem, there's a problem. No, it's everywhere. It's like all the radiation from those Pacific tests, the nuclear tests, Operation Crossroads. If you have the necessary equipment, you can still to this very day take air samples and identify isotopes coming from those 1950s nuclear tests. It takes that long to go away. And as if that wasn't bad enough, we have this problem with the use of depleted uranium munitions. Now, depleted uranium, when it comes on out from the bottom of those centrifuges, and they take the hexafluoride out of it, it's a metal. It's in a single chunk. You can handle it. You can deal with it. You can bury it. When you cast it into shells and you use it against a target, they vaporize, and now the depleted uranium is not in a single chunk. It's in fine particulates that scatter before the wind. And a lot of people in Iraq who were exposed to the depleted uranium munitions actually said when the wind was blowing, they would get this very strong metallic taste in their mouth. Our returning veterans from these wars using depleted uranium munitions are suffering a much higher than normal incidence of severe birth defects in their children. What a terrible, terrible price to pay. Now then, let's talk about human caused global warming. Over in Concord, The cold weather homeless shelter has shut down for the season, and the homeless people in there walked on out into a cold, wet April snow. It was a foot of snow out there, and a lot of those people are going to be sleeping on the streets tonight in the snow. There can't be snow. The world is warming. Vladimir Putin is out there saying man-made climate change is a hoax, and he's absolutely right. Putin is saying that this is perpetrated by Western governments and corporations to make a profit. And yes, that is exactly what's going on. When Al Gore ended that 2009 election debacle, not 2009, 2000, Florida 2000, he was dead broke. And then he went on this human-caused global warming, and he was buying and selling carbon credits, and he's very, very rich today. Bought a new home out in California on the beach, so much for the ocean levels are rising. And he's got this new movie out, an inconvenient sequel. And one of the reasons we're seeing this pounding all over the media about, oh, 2016 was the hottest year on record, and the world is melting, and ignore the snow, it's just horrible. They're trying to drive an audience to see his sequel, and I don't think anybody's going to see it. Because the first one's already been just totally torn apart. There was actually a court decision in Great Britain saying that before an inconvenient truth can be shown in British schools, the teachers have to read a list of all the known falsehoods in it. I don't expect Al Gore's sequel to be any more accurate than the first version. Of course, sequels never live up to the first version of anything. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about human-caused global warming. Al Gore is trying to come out with another sequel. Still trying to beat that dead horse. Meanwhile, over this last weekend, a lot of snow. Snow to southern Utah, snow over northern New England. This is April, when the snow is supposed to be gone here. And apparently heavy snows have delayed the opening of the North Cascades Highway. Normally it's open this time of year. They're saying the road may not be cleared until early June. Now, there's a little bit of good news about that, because the snowpack is much thicker than average. And that means a lot of areas that have been dealing with drought, they can relax for the coming year. It's going to be a lot of water. Hopefully, not all flooding, but coming down out of those mountains. And apparently, up in Syracuse, the ski resorts in the Adirondacks are still open. And the skiers are happy about that. They're saying it feels like it's February there instead of the end of March. So, now, Judicial Watch has stepped into this debate. And as you know, for the last 8 years, we were getting, under Barack Obama and Al Gore and the rest of it, global warming, global warming. We've got to do this for global warming. And it led to all of these taxpayer-funded boondoggles like Solyndra and the high cost of green fuel, that ethanol experiment, which was a disaster $150 per gallon for green military fuels, $150 per gallon. And Judicial Watch has filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit seeking communications between the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration scientist Thomas Carl. And remember, they have been exposed for rigging the data in their statements about temperature, and White House Office of Science and Technology Policy Director John Holdren. And Judicial Watch had to file the lawsuit because NOAA refused an earlier Freedom of Information Act request. Now, if you understand the rules about Freedom of Information Act, there are only certain exceptions to it. Personal information being revealed, or military secrets. Now, when you're talking about the weather, neither of those come in. But NOAA just ignored it, saying, it's none of your business how we were colluding with the White House to push this agenda. So they filed a lawsuit. That's moving forward. Apparently, over in Egypt, they've had a major archaeological find. They have found an untouched tomb of a 3,800-year-old Egyptian nobleman. They've sort of exhausted the kings and queens, and now they're going over to this other area where the lesser nobility were being entombed, and they're finding there's all kinds of stuff over there. And apparently, over the centuries, the tomb robbers were all focused on the kings and queens, and apparently they're starting to realize that some of these lesser nobles' tombs are still intact. And obviously, that's going to provide a huge amount of archaeological material, and that's going to be kind of fun. Now, over at NASA, they are getting the James Webb Telescope ready for its 2018 launch. And apparently, a few months ago, they had a little bit of a problem involving what's called the shake test. And that is anything that's going to go up on a rocket has to be put on a test bed, which simulates the intense vibration and noise of being launched into space. And apparently the James Webb Telescope didn't really do very well on its last one. So they had to go back in and tighten some stuff and change some specs. This time it has definitely passed its test, so it's on track to go on up there and replace the Hubble. And it looks to be an amazing, amazing instrument here. Now then, getting on back to Chicago, somebody just sent me this story. We've been talking about how Chicago is the poster child for the gun grabbers. They have the strictest gun laws in the nation, and to nobody's surprise, the highest per capita crime and murder rate of just about anywhere in the United States, with the possible exception of Washington, D.C. They're now at the point where it's being recommended parents buy bulletproof vests for their children on the south and west sides of Chicago. Remember, it was only a few months ago when they were trying to pass a law to make it illegal for ordinary Americans to own bulletproof vests. And now they're out there saying, well, you're going to have to get one for your children. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL, for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap. Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL, for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current State Director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I just need to get something taken care of here. We're dealing with all kinds of different stuff going on. All right, now then, getting on back here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And there's a lot of stuff still coming in now. To get on back to that terrorist attack in St. Petersburg, Russia, they had put out a photo of a suspect. They now know that suspect is actually innocent. He saw himself on TV, turned himself in, said it wasn't me, it was somebody else. Now they're saying they're looking for two other suspects and trying to find where they came from. Somebody else sent me an article here basically quoting a big pharma CEO. We're in business of shareholder profit, not helping the sick. And somebody else sent in a story about this one family that has made $14 billion off of OxyContin. So it's all driven by the money. It's all driven by the money. All righty, let's see. Apparently, Britain has sparked off a bit of an upset regarding Gibraltar. because following the Brexit, Britain is saying they will still take care of Gibraltar. Now, obviously, that is an annoyance to Spain, who thinks it really should be under their control. But Britain has always maintained control of Gibraltar because of its strategic importance. It overlooks the entryway to the Mediterranean. And whoever controls Gibraltar basically controls the Mediterranean. And Spain is thinking, well, Britain, when it joined the EU, basically surrendered its imperial authority. So they're starting to get a little war of words going over there. Spain is sort of good-heartedly, if you will, chiding Britain over Britain's stated willingness to go to war to protect their control over Gibraltar. Now, in this day and age of guided missiles, I think the idea of garrisoning Gibraltar, putting artillery on there, is a little outdated. They don't need to have military fortifications on Gibraltar, just have it under surveillance. And that will solve everything. Apparently, there's been demonstrations ahead of the Trump-Sisi meeting and protesters at the U.S. Capitol. And they're basically urging Trump to basically quiz el-Sisi on Egypt's human rights records, which is deplorable. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Nick in Southern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, nui nui, Mike.
Aloha.
Hey, so I called to talk about the government basically monitoring our bank transactions, but before I talk about that, I sent you that email on that F-35 simulator, and I was able to verify that it was accurate. The reason that I know it's accurate is because when you're done from the aircraft carrier version, our chiropractor is ready to look at your whiplash.
I was not actually able to find the F-35 page you sent. I clicked the link and it went somewhere else. I, of course, have Flight Simulator X. It's the only computer game I have. And I have an F-35 in that. And frankly, having flown simulations of other aircraft like the F-15, F-16, and so forth, it just feels clunky, even in the Flight Simulator X.
Yeah, as my email, you know, stated, I was wondering if it was, you know, maybe a little embellished, but I actually called to discuss the it's the U.S. Bank Secrecy Act, and basically it's the Title 31, Section 5324, where it's about structuring. Are you familiar with this, or should I explain it?
No, I understand what structuring is. In order to evade reporting requirements, people will make deposits or withdrawals underneath the trigger amount, which I think is like $10,000 or something like that. And but if they detect that you're structuring, you can be prosecuted for that because in their eyes, it evinces a design to evade surveillance. Apparently, any attempt to evade surveillance and protect your privacy is now criminalized in the United States.
Yeah, Mike, you're such a fountain of knowledge. I love it. So I went and I looked deeper because they do reference the actual IRS code 6050I Form 8300. And basically, if you are going to, you know, have anything that is a quote-unquote suspicious transaction, it doesn't have to exceed the $10,000. Actually, you know, what I withdraw cash all the time. I usually withdraw about $500 a few times a week. Just because I don't like the government or anybody else knowing where I'm spending my money.
And yeah, I'm the same way.
If you don't, you do the same thing, right?
I do the same thing. I do as much of my life in cash as I can because it's nobody's business if I bought a jelly donut on the way home today.
Well, you know, according to the IRS tax code, you know, I read into it, I read the document, and really whatever is defined as suspicious is whatever we feel like is suspicious today, if you take my meaning. I mean, basically, they just have carte blanche to say, oh, well, you know, these $300-$500 withdrawals in cash are suspicious. You know, I figured I just wanted everybody to be aware of that. Now, what I do is when I go to the grocery store, they have the cash back option at, say, whatever retailer, and I just get as much out of that as I can every time I go to the store, and I'm hoping that that's a way, you know, to avoid that problem.
Well, I think, unfortunately, because you're using your supermarket discount card at the same time, that your cashback is probably being recorded at that point as well. But, you know, everybody's concerned about the surveillance, and we should be, because we do have a right to privacy enshrined in that Fourth Amendment. One of the articles posted by a member, it's coming from Patriot Rising. The transformation of our nation into a complete surveillance state is almost in place. You're known, your vehicle is known, your daily itinerary, it's all being recorded. Here's where it breaks down, okay? They have so much data now on all of us, it's theoretically impossible for them to make any sense of it. And this is why, despite all the NSA data monitoring and data grabbing, they haven't been able to find any real terrorists. They can't find any real criminals. They can't stop the cyber criminals. They can't find the ransomware writers. They certainly weren't able to come up with Hillary Clinton's missing emails. And they basically created a data management problem that may be unsolvable.
Well, in my opinion, I mean, the idea that they're using this information to protect us against terrorism and things like that is a farce. I think basically what they're doing is they're gathering all of the data and storing it, and if you ever become somebody who's a threat to the establishment, they can go back and search up all of your stuff.
Well, they wouldn't find much of interest in Claire in my life, of course, but again, it is illegal under the Fourth Amendment for them to be doing that. And the reason the Founding Fathers put that Fourth Amendment in there was because the British soldiers during colonial times would just walk into people's homes and look through their papers to see if they could see anything that was suspicious. And the American colonials were very appalled by that. So the new government was created with a specific rule. Absent actual allegations of criminal activity, you mind your own business.
Yeah, government minding their own business. What a concept. You know, I figured I would just go along with Trent and listen to Matthias of Canada, and I'm going to go ahead and donate all of my curtains to the government.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yes, take my curtains, please. Look through the window at my wife who's in the shower right now. Okay, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And again, this surveillance problem, it may be another classic case of a government program like the F-35 that sounded good when they started it, but looking at the sheer volume of information that they are collecting on a daily basis, getting it cataloged and organized into something that's really useful, I think they've got a big problem. I don't think they can actually make any sense out of that data. There's simply too much of it. It may just be a giant bluff. The Nazis did that to the German people. They deliberately crafted this public image of the Gestapo. They saw everything. They heard everything. They could virtually read your mind. You were helpless before them. And it was a total bluff. The Gestapo had nowhere near enough resources to be watching all the German people all the time. But the German people fell for it, and they stayed silent, and they lost their country. And I know the revelations coming out of WikiLeaks and William Binney and all the rest of it, they definitely have the machinery in place to suck up all the data, but I haven't seen anything which suggests to me that they can actually get anything useful out of it. It may be just as much a bluff as the Nazis did, deliberately putting on out this thing. We see everything that you do. We hear everything that you do to try and scare us into silence. So far, it's not working. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. I'm losing my voice a little, but I wanted to tell you that I believe that the surveillance is to blackmail the politicians to do what those that are the deep state wants them to do.
Well, no question about that. I mean, I'm sure that for certain targeted individuals, they're sequestering that information as it comes on in. There are reasons to think that Chief Justice of the Supreme Court Roberts was blackmailed into passing Obamacare. We're now finding out that the Obama administration was, in fact, bugging the Donald Trump campaign all the way back to even before he won the nomination. So it is Watergate all over again. And I'm sure for people in positions of influence and power, yeah, they're being spied on all the time. and probably it's very widespread. But they're not spying on all the bakers. They're not spying on all the bricklayers. They're not spying on people who are just minding their own business. They simply, I do not feel they have the resources to be able to do that.
Yeah, those folks basically pose no threat to the establishment. I think they're only spying on people that could maybe become politicians and get in office and actually try to make a difference and change the system. Those are the people that they're spying on to make sure that they don't change the system. And I'm kind of concerned about all this surveillance stuff, like nothing's going to happen to Obama's administration for their illegal surveillance of Trump. I mean, it looks to me like so. It's going to be another Hillary Clinton sort of thing. She broke the law numerous times. Doesn't matter. Does it?
Yeah, it does look like that. We have a government that's held together with blackmail and corruption. One of the things about the NSA surveillance, and apparently the CIA is running their own parallel system at huge expense, is the fact that other governments are getting unfiltered access to all this data. We know that Israel is, probably GCHQ. If you go all the way back to the original echelon system in the 1980s, they were just trading the data back and forth without any restrictions because they understood they were subverting their laws anyway, so there was no restriction on any of it.
So in other words, let's say that they don't investigate or prosecute known felons who secretly spied on our president and his campaign and his transition team. If we're not going to prosecute that, what does that make us? I mean, really?
It makes us a corrupt society where we have two classes of people, those who are constrained by the law and those who are above the law, and that is not what America is supposed to be.
I mean, that's what we are right now. The fact that Hillary Clinton could store classified information and data on her own email server and have government email redirected to that server and have her acknowledge that she knows Saudi Arabia and Qatar are funding ISIL, and it doesn't matter?
Yeah, it's pretty ugly. But again, the Clintons and the Bushes go all the way back to that CIA gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas in the 1980s. They are in a position to blackmail almost the entire government with this because all it's going to take is somebody like Bill or Hillary or George Bush to stand up and say, yeah, we've been selling illegal drugs to your kids and making a ton of money out of it, and that would trigger a revolution. Right now, the government is desperate to hang on to its illusion of legitimacy, they're not even concerned about legality anymore. They've abandoned the trying to appear that they're complying with the Constitution. They openly are in defiance of the Constitution right now. And again, to me, it just feels like we're headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I don't want to watch the entire Rachel Maddow show from April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And it is unbelievable how they are accusing Russia because Hillary Clinton lost. That should be a crime. I will tell you, it was great to see her confess that they're not, basically the investigation is crumbling and there's no hope for its existence anymore. But it was disgusting the way they're continuing to blame Russia with no evidence. That should be a crime.
Well, the part that really alarms me about what's coming out of CNN is they're once again back trying to involve the independent media in all of this. And CNN is out there pushing this idea that Donald Trump was colluding with Russian officials in order to spread damaging information about Hillary Clinton through social media. And so they're trying to basically line up all their enemies in a row to try and deal with. But again, nobody ever came back and said that that Hillary didn't do these things. The attitude was, you're not allowed to talk about her past corrupt actions during a presidential campaign, and you're obviously an enemy and a Russian stooge if you remind people about things like Cattlegate and Travelgate and Chinagate and the rest of it.
Yeah, that always, those kind of crybaby rants remind me of the little fairy tale story of sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me. If it's not true, she should have nothing to worry about.
Isn't that interesting where they're justifying the loss of our constitutional right to privacy, saying if you've got nothing to hide, you shouldn't be concerned about the invasions of your privacy, and yet when you go after these government officials and say, what have you been doing in my name with my money, and they say, oh, no, national security, you're not allowed to peek at what we're doing. Just go away.
Yeah, I think that Trump was the recipient of more character assassination than Hillary Clinton ever dreamed of receiving.
Oh, yeah. It was very... And, you know, I think that actually worked to his advantage, because people understood he was the underdog and the outsider, and that's why they voted for him. Okay, Alex, need to let you go. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently, Democrats in the Senate have reached enough votes to block the confirmation of Judge Neil Gorsuch. But apparently, the story is not over. They're talking about the nuclear option, changing the rules again. And I have to tell you, I am absolutely disgusted with the behavior of all these people. Forget about Judge Jeanine saying the Democrats are behaving like crybabies. They all are. They are all behaving like children. And then we wonder why our country is in the dismal condition that it is in. We're seeing the swamp, basically. And I'd like to see Trump or somebody clean it out. But it's a self-perpetuating swamp. The things that live in swamps are quite comfortable there. They don't want it to go away. And we're seeing a government that is so badly factionalized, it can't function. You've got Trump trying to do what he wanted to do. You've got the CIA doing what it wants to do, the NSA doing what it wants to do. We have 17 intelligence agencies in this country. Isn't one enough? Got the Federal Reserve doing what they want to do. It's falling apart. I can feel it. It's falling apart. We're going to see a Soviet Union-style collapse of the U.S. government. It's only a matter of time. Either that, or they're going to kick off a real hot nuclear World War III, and then nobody's going to have a government after that. One of the reasons Claire and I are trying to get back to the mainland this year, and we may have to resort to a GoFundMe to do that, is because right now we have a lovely place that overlooks Pearl Harbor, which means it overlooks a first strike nuclear target if somebody actually does haul off and start flinging bombs. And right now, I'm very concerned there may even be a false flag nuclear attack because crashing planes into buildings, been there, done that, didn't buy the T-shirt. All this talk about this supposed defector interviewed by NBC saying that Kim Jong-un is going to carry out an unprovoked first nuclear strike someplace in America, and of course he can only reach Alaska and Hawaii, it almost sounds to me like they're on the verge of using a false flag nuclear bomb to get the wars going. They are desperate. You can see in their behavior how desperate these various factions are to keep going the way they've been going. They understand they're running out of time. The people of the world are waking up. We're seeing populism on the rise, nationalism on the rise. People want their freedoms back. Because we did not get greater safety by giving up our freedoms. You never do. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and do Jim Goddard's show. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, share everything you learn here with everybody that you know. We have to shout down the prostitutes and the correspondents of the corporate media to get the truth out. Talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.